Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on the Fill Color Playbook for Floor Shaking Low End in Jungle and Old School DNB. In this session, we're not treating the bass like a static loop, we're treating it like part of the arrangement. That's the big idea. In Jungle and Darker Drum and Bass, the low end is not just weight, it's movement, tension, and release. And the trick is knowing how to make the bass feel more alive right before a phrase turns over, without wrecking the sub or stepping on the drums. So the goal here is simple. Keep the sub stable, and let the color layer do the talking. That means we'll build a two-layer bass system, write a solid groove first, then use automation to open things up during fills, turnarounds, and phrase endings. We'll use stock Ableton devices, keep it practical, and stay focused on moves that actually work in a real DNB arrangement. First, think in roles, not effects. One layer supplies the weight. One layer supplies the attitude. If every layer tries to fill, the low end gets blurry fast, so start by making a clean sub. Use operator with a sine wave, keep it mono, keep it simple, and don't overcomplicate the envelope. This sub should be the dependable part of the system. It's the foundation. Then build a color layer on top of it. That could be wave-eatable, analog, or even operator with a saw or square-based sound. Add a little detune if you want that restyle edge. Put saturator or overdrive after it, and then auto-filter for motion. This layer is where the movement lives. This is the part you'll automate hard during the fill. Now, before you automate anything, write the bass phrase first. That's important. Don't start with a vague loop and hope automation saves it. Build a 4-bar or 8-bar bass line that already works with the drums. For rollers, that might be 1 or 2 notes per bar. For jungle, it might be more syncopated and reactive to the break. Leave space for the kick, snare, and ghost notes. The phrase should already groove before you add any extra energy. Once the main phrase is working, decide where the fill happens. The best spots are usually the last beat of bar 4, the last half of a bar before a loop repeats, or the final bar before a breakdown or switch. That's where you can open the bass up just enough to make the next section feel bigger. Now we get into the actual color playbook. Start with auto filter on the color layer. In the groove, keep it dark, then automate the cutoff to open during the fill. You might start somewhere low and move up into the brighter range right at the phrase edge. The key is to avoid making it feel like a random sweep. In DNB, the strongest automation is often in the last quarter bar, not the whole bar. That tiny late move gives the ear something clearer to lock onto. A good tip here is to draw the automation with a slight curve instead of a straight line. Start gentle, then get steeper near the end. That feels more musical and more intentional, especially in jungle where the groove needs to stay reactive and human. Next, use saturation. This is one of the easiest ways to make the fill feel louder without just turning up the volume. Automate saturator drive up during the lead-in to the phrase change, then pull it back right as the next downbeat lands. That contrast between oversaturated and clean is huge. It makes the return feel heavier. And remember, distortion is not just for aggression. It adds harmonics, which helps the bass read on smaller speakers and gives the fill more presence without needing more sub energy. That's why this works so well in DNB. You can also automate utility width on the color layer, but keep this subtle. In the groove, stay mostly narrow. During the fill, you can widen the upper layer a bit if the sound allows it, but keep everything below roughly 120 Hz mono. The sub should remain locked in the center. If you widen too much, the bass might sound exciting in solo but fall apart once the drums come in. That leads to an important point. Always check your fill with the drums. A bass fill that sounds massive by itself can become weak the moment the snare and break are back in. If that happens, it usually means the fill is eating the snare's upper mids or the kick's transient. In that case, trim the bass motion a little. Less can absolutely hit harder. EQ is another useful tool here. On the color layer, use EQ 8 to shape the bite. If the patch feels too polite, you can boost a bit in the mid-range, somewhere around 500 Hz to 1.2 kHz. If you need more room for the sub, high-pass the color layer around 70 to 120 Hz. During the groove, keep the mid layer darker. During the fill, open it up a bit more, maybe into the 2 to 5 kHz area depending on the sound. Just keep the movement controlled. This is about contrast, not chaos. A nice old-school jungle trick is to make the bass feel like it's reacting to the break. So if you've got chop drum edits, automate the filter in sync with those hits. That gives the impression of call and response between the drums and the bass. That conversation is a huge part of the style. The bass should feel like it's speaking with the rhythm, not floating above it. Now let's talk about note edits, because automation works best when the MIDI is doing something musical too. In the last bar before the repeat, Try shortening one note into a staccato pickup. Add a passing note, a semitone or two above the root, or place a tiny bass stab after the snare, almost like a ghost note. These little changes can make the bass feel played rather than programmed. In jungle especially, that's a big part of the vibe. A strong move is to leave beat one open, then hit a short bass stab on the end of two or three, and let the fill happen right before the loop comes back around. That gives you tension without cluttering the downbeat. If you want even more lift, use transient and body control. The Lu compressor on the bass bus can help glue things together lightly. A drum bus on the color layer can add smack and harmonics, but keep it restrained. You want the low end to stay punchy, not bloated. If the kick is getting masked, use sidechain compression from the kick to gently duck the bass. Just a little movement is usually enough. And here's a really important teacher note. Before making the fill bigger, ask yourself, can I make the reset cleaner? In bass music, the return often creates more impact than the rise. Sometimes the smartest move is not a bigger fill, but a faster, cleaner snap back to the groove. That's where the arrangement comes in. Keep the main bass fairly stable for 8 or 16 bars. Then create contrast by stripping things back right before the phrase change. Maybe you remove the sub for half a beat. Maybe you let the break take over the top end while the bass thins out. Then, when the new section lands, bring the full bass back on the downbeat. That return is what makes the floor-shaking moment feel real. If you want a more authentic jungle texture, try resampling. Record the bass fill to audio, slice the most characterful moment, and retrigger it as a short clip or one shot. Then you can automate clip gain or filter cutoff on the audio itself. You can even reverse a tiny fragment or add a bit of grain delay on a return if you want a smeared, chopped texture. Jungle often feels like edited performance energy, not a perfect synth loop, so this can give you that older, tougher character. If your fill feels impressive in solo but weak with drums, it usually means the automation is too broad. Reduce the width increase, shorten the filter open time, or dial back the saturation spike. In this style, a slightly smaller fill often hits harder because it preserves contrast. The phrase after the fill should feel like it slams in with even more authority. Here's a simple way to think about the fill structure. Start with a stable groove. Add one main motion, like filter opening. Add one support motion, like saturation rising. Then make a clean reset back to the darker tone. That's enough. You do not need every parameter moving all at once. In fact, too much motion can make the low end feel unfocused. For a more aggressive variation, you can automate micro pitch movement on the color layer. Just a few cents up into the fill, then back to center immediately after. Keep it subtle. The point is instability, not obvious detuning. That can sound especially sick on sustained notes under chopped drums. You can also automate a narrow mid-range boost around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz for a short vocal-like bite, then dip it back on the downbeat. That gives the bass a talking quality without turning it into a lead. Another useful trick is a two-stage fill. Stage 1. Filter opens and harmonics increase. Stage 2. The note pattern changes briefly or drops out for tension. That creates a stronger narrative than one long automated sweep. Think of it like a little sentence with a setup and a punchline. Now, if you want to practice this, here's a simple exercise. Program a 4-bar bass line at 174 BPM with a sublayer and a color layer. Keep bars 1 to 3 simple. On bar 4, automate the auto filter cutoff to open gradually over the last half bar. Raise saturator drive by a few dB during the fill, then pull it back on the next downbeat. Add one short pickup note at the end of bar 4. Check the mix in mono. Then duplicate the loop and change only one thing, like with automation or a different note fill. Compare which one feels more floor-shaking and more jungle authentic. If you do that well, you'll start to hear the real principle here. The fill is not there just to show off movement. It's there to earn the drop back in. And in old-school DNB, that relationship between tension and release is everything. So the recap is this. Keep the sub stable, automate the color layer, use filter and saturation for phrase and tension, keep fills short and intentional and make the reset back into the groove feel clean. That's how you get low end that shakes the floor, stays DJ friendly, and still feels like classic jungle energy. Alright, now go build one fill, keep it tight, and make that return hit even harder than the rise.